Okay, the Gemara in Yud-Gimel on Beis had asked a question that if we're talking about that a person harvested the grain, etc., the food, for food, with intention for food, and then he changed his mind to use it for schach, so why, in fact, do the Chacham say that there's no din yodeh? So the Gemara said, maybe you're going to tell me because he was mechashev, he changed his mind, but that's not enough, because we see that by Kalim, the Tumah, they can become susceptible to Tumah with Machshava, but they can't go up from being susceptible to Tumah unless I do a Shinu Maisa, because an action will take out from an action or a Machshava, but a Machshava, just a thought, will not take it out of an action or from a Maisa. So the Gemara says, maybe you're going to tell me that that's only true by a utensil, which are more Chashav, but Yadis that are only for the food, that's their only Chashivas, so maybe it should go down with a Machshava, meaning to get become susceptible to Tumah, but lose that also with Machshava. But we learned in a Mishnah that says, all the others of food that you were Mevaseh Shabbisason in the storage house are Tahar. So Zakti Gemara, if I understand that Bisason means only untying it, so that untying is not considered an action, that's considered a Machshava. So then it makes sense, you have a Makar, you have a source that a Machshava itself, excuse me, by Yadais, will be sufficient to take away the din of being mekabel tumah. But if you say bisasam means that they actually thresh them or started the threshing process, so what are you supposed to say? And says the Gemara, you know what, in our case of that brisa on Yud Gimel Beis is actually talking about when they started the threshing process. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, and what's the reason of Acherim that say that there is a din yadais? And says the Gemara, they hold like Rabbi Yossi, Rameir Acherim holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that even though you're mevasis in that Mishnah by the yadais, that there's still Mekabel Tumah. So says the Gemara, one second. Over there, it's understandable why Rabbi Yossi says why there's still Mekabel Tumah, because they're still fit for some usage, like Shimon ben Lakish said, that since they're still fit to flip them over with the usar, with the pitchfork, so that's why it makes sense why it's still Mekabel Tumah and there's then the others. But over here, when I'm using it for schach, there's no what purpose do I have from it? Answers the Gemara, there's still some kind of purpose that when I'm taking down the schach, I'm going to be able to hold on to them by them, and it's and be easier to take down, therefore it doesn't lose the din yadais. And then the Gemara goes through the machlekes of what, just to see the machlekes inside of what it means bisason, whether it means untying it, or does it mean to actually thresh it, and basically repeats what we saw from Rav Shimon ben Lakish, that it's the reason why Rav Yossi says mekabel tumah, din yadais, still is because I still have some benefit. The Gemara, right before the Mishnah says, or Belazah says, why are tefillos of tzaddikim like a pitchfork, that we see by Yitzchak, by Yata Yitzchak and Eichach Ishtoi, to tell me that just like a pitchfork moves the grain from this side to the other side, so too the Tefillah of Tzadikim flips Hashem's mind, Kiviyachal, from the Midah of Achzarius to the Midah of Rachmanos, and I ain't shown why it's called Achzarius over here. Okay. And the next podcast we'll have from Yudal Amar Aleph till Tezvav Amar Aleph, Kultiv.